listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and a lot of people go through a period in their lives where they are faithful in religion and they're practicing their religion because it's something that they were raised to do and always have done in their lives. But there comes a point in almost everyone's life where they have to make a choice whether they're going to continue down that road or choose a different path. And today we're going to talk about that a bit more with a gentleman named Rich Miller, who kind of went through this, and his story was documented in a recent episode of His Grace, which is a video coming back to the church. So I want to kind of, first, Rich, thanks so much for being on the phone with us today.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
First, how did they find you, and how did your story sort of come to be?
Well, I felt really prompted to share my message, to share my story. And I started to write it up. This was last year, probably close to a year ago. And I started to write it up, and it turned into this really long blog post. And, but I was nervous. I didn't want to share it. I was afraid to kind of put myself out there. Partly because most people didn't know that I had gone through this. I had kept it from most people. Only a handful of people who were really close to me kind of knew. And so I wrote it, and then I sat on it for probably 3 or 4 months, and just wasn't sure if I wanted to share it or not. But I just kept feeling prompted to share it, and so I finally did. I posted it online, And the response was overwhelming. I thought, I was really surprised at how many people related to it, and the comments I was getting back, and it somehow ended up in front of the eyes of someone, one of the producers up there with the church, and they contacted me and asked if I'd be willing to do one of those videos. And so that's kind of how it came to be. But it all kind of came out of that blog post. So
tell me a little bit about your story. So religion was always a big part of your life, and you were a very faithful practicing member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for many years, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then where did it go from there?
I was going to BYU and had been active and faithful and about as, you know, Peter priesthood, I guess you could say, you could be growing up. And then I just kind of started to drift. I started to, it started out probably because of some personal, challenges I was going through. And I felt like Heavenly Father wasn't there for me when I needed him. And then I started to question things, and then I started to and during this I'm starting to slack on scripture reading and prayer and all of the, you know, basic things that I had done so well before, and all of this started to happen at the same time, and I started to go down this path of questioning and doubt and not really actively trying to participate, and it all kind of led to me losing my testimony. So
you left practicing religion for a while, and you kind of did your mm-hmm. own thing and moved away from your family and friends. What was it that prompted you to find faith again?
It was actually having conversations with people who are not of the LDS faith. And I was living in Seattle, and I was away from my family, like you mentioned, and I had removed myself to some degree. And I started to have conversations about the church, and you know, there were people who were inquisitive about Joseph Smith and the Book of Mormon, because I had grown up LDS, although I didn't believe at the time that it was true. I was kind of there to answer questions. I was the one that they came to say, oh, we heard about this with Mormons. Is this true? Like, what do they believe? And I was kind of the insider, but now the outsider and answering these questions. And it was interesting because as I began talking again about these topics, about the Book of Mormon, about the temple, which I hadn't been into the temple for a long time, I started to feel that spark again, right? And it was interesting because I don't think I had experienced it in this manner before. You know, for those who have served missions, you hear your investigators talk about how they feel something, that there's this spark or there's this light and they're drawn to it. And I hadn't experienced that per se growing up in the church because it was always there. I had always felt it. And so leaving and then feeling this again, it was kind of unique for me. It was kind of feeling what maybe some of my investigators have felt for the first time. And I just felt this. I felt something that I hadn't felt in a long time. I felt this. I felt the spirit, you know. I felt the spirit speak to me and try to reach me. And I started to remember what I had known, what I had grown up with, what I had felt, and the desire to get back to that and to feel the spirit more started to grow inside of me. And so that's kind of where the initial step happened to start to come back was with that experience.
What are you hoping that people gain from watching your video? And also, what message did you have for somebody going through something similar?
I would say, so one of the biggest, well, okay, so there's a number of lessons in my long blog post that I wrote, and people can read it online. They can find it online if they'd like. It's very long. I'm giving them fair warning right now. But I have these 18 lessons learned that I kind of came up with from my experience. And I can't remember them all off the top of my head right now, but some of them that stand out to me are not doubting that God exists. I know that we all go through times where we struggle, where we have challenges. And in those moments, I think it's normal to sometimes doubt God, doubt Heavenly Father, and doubt that He's there for us. But truly, I have felt that He is there. And even though we do go through hard times, everybody does, He's still there. And these times are for our benefit. It's part of the process. So that would be one. Two, don't underestimate the importance of all the little things that build your spiritual foundation. Sincerely praying, sincerely reading the scriptures, sincerely going to church and actively participating and serving and trying to follow Christ's teachings. All of these little things, they add up and they provide a spiritual foundation. And for me, in my experience, as I stopped doing those things, it eroded my foundation and really allowed doubt to creep in. And then maybe the third lesson I'd share here today is don't let what you don't know keep you from following what you do know. So there are so many questions in this world that we have, that a lot of people have, that I have, that I had. And there's a lot of questions that will go unanswered, that nobody knows the answer to. And that's okay. Don't let those things that you don't know the answer to keep you from following what you do know, what you have felt, what the Spirit has told you, what those spiritual experiences that you've had in your life have testified to you of the truth. So don't allow these little doubts to cloud and overtake the faith that you have gained and the faith that you do have.
Well, yours is a story I think a lot of people can relate to on many different levels. So, Rich Miller, thank you so much for being with us this morning on the phone.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
And watch for his episode of His Grace online on Mormon Channel. Thank you so much for listening.